There was a point in time when I lived in Paris for 6 glorious months. I found a language program in its first year being held in conjunction with the Sorbonne. The thing about those first year programs, that's usually the most affordable year. And I ended up spending, I want to say $4,000 for 6 months in Paris, including everything, accommodation, food, travel, studies. I may have done a couple things to stretch my dollars, but it was amazing. It was the kind of experience that you actually see in the movies. One of the aspects of Parisian life, though, that I loved so much was the incredible amount of free time French people always seem to have in their everyday lives. And in fact, it seemed like they lived their best lives all the time. Like they never had an off day and they never seemed to look frazzled or, and I'm not suggesting that they didn't have those days, but it was just weird. They just always seemed pretty chill unless they were having like a moment. The French would linger over cups of coffee while having deeply philosophical conversations about the world that they lived in. Parisians enjoyed walking up and down the Champs-Élysées with their romantic partners. People enjoyed long meals, topped off with several glasses of wine without being freaked out about going home. And people had time to be a part of all of the constant protests or manifestations, which I'm not saying correctly, it's manifestations, which is what they're called, that would always seem to crop up every single week. As an American, I was just so freaking fascinated by all this time freedom. But the weird thing was, at the time, I couldn't figure out, I couldn't articulate what it was about the French life that I love so much beyond the fact that I was like, how do they have all this time? In this episode, I will talk about time freedom, slow fire, and some things to consider as Americans begin the painful transition out of the COVID pandemic. And I'll share several tips on how you can bring some time freedom into your life right now. Don't forget to grab the resource, How to Achieve Your Next Financial Goal. It's in the show notes. If you're looking to work towards paying off debt, earning more, or creating a first-time savings, make sure to watch my hilarious video on tips where I share how I paid off over $60,000, grew my income, and finally, began saving. I share what I would have done differently and what you should avoid too. That I realized when kind of reflecting on my numerous trips to Europe is how Europeans just seem to have a complete lack of anger around the concept of time. No one ever expressed frustration over not having enough time to do the things that they wanted to do. In fact, I was so fascinated by this complete lack of time anger that I wanted to experience this time freedom too, like this thing that I just felt like was this elusive beast, like a unicorn. It would actually take a number of years, a long time from that trip until the moment where I would be able to experience time freedom. And in fact, my journey to time freedom ended up being the complete opposite, like most Americans. And I'm going to share what happened in between that trip and when I finally had time freedom. I ended up working on average well over 40 hours a week, not including the time it took to commute. I had 3 to 4 hour daily commutes if you counted the time round trip. So basically, I live in Denver, but I was working in a city called Boulder. I grew up in Boulder, so I didn't want to live there again. And also, Boulder is very expensive. Homes on average start at, I think, $780,000. So, and they're crap homes, like they really are. So I was not interested in buying some crappy home to live in Boulder and be surrounded by the students that I worked with, because I knew what would happen if I lived in town, because I would occasionally go to happy hour or I'd go clubbing or whatever. And the students would be like, Miss Shuli, they used to call me Miss Shuli. Miss Shuli, we've got questions. And these weren't like just 17-year-olds. Some of these, like I worked with adults learning English as a second language. So some of these people would be like 47. And I'd be at happy hour with some hot dude and they'd be like, Miss Shuli. I'd be like, what? So no, I did not want to live in Boulder. Okay. Anywho, so I ended up having this long commute because they ended up working on the highway at that time. One thing I should mention, they finished working on the highway after I quit my job, after years of working there. I worked there for 10 years. They finally finished working on the highway. And a couple years after that, the highway ended up getting a huge sinkhole in it. Huge. So big that they had to shut the highway down and like reroute. It was a big deal. Anyway, I digress. During this time when I was experiencing the complete opposite of time freedom, I was also dealing with extreme exhaustion, anxiety, and stress, who became my three new best friends. It was frustrating because then there was this unsustainable overlap between my personal life and work life. I experienced a lot of difficulty just sustaining external interests outside of just work. I think that a lot of people here get frustrated because they don't just want to work. They might have other things that they're actually really deeply interested in, but by the time they're done with work, they're too tired to focus on them. And then finally, one day I was like, this isn't working. I was over it. And I just started focusing on reimagining what my life could be. And thank God for the internet and technology, because if they didn't exist, I think it would be impossible to do what I'm doing now in the way that I am in the society that I live in. One of the most fascinating aspects of the FIRE movement for me is how people spend so much time talking about the numbers of FIRE, but they completely ignore the most deeply entrenched goal of FIRE, which is freedom. Freedom to do whatever the hell you want to do because you have money and you have time. And that is something that I think is the holy grail of most people, is how can we get freedom? How can we get freedom? How can we attain it? But for most people, I'm going to be frank, the concept of time freedom is a complete pipe dream. It's something that can't even begin to be imagined. And for many people, the quarantine and the subsequent changes that many businesses made were the first experiences of significant time freedom that many American adults have ever had. What is time freedom? Like I've mentioned it several times. What do I mean when I say this? It is quite honestly the one lifestyle experience that most Americans crave and they'll never get to experience. In fact, many Americans, weirdly enough, fight the very policies that would help ensure that they get some time freedom into their lives. So basically, what does time freedom look like? Well, it looks like this. Having vacation time and actually being able to use it without being shamed by your colleagues, friends, or family. Accumulating more than 9 days a freaking year for vacation or time off. 9 days? Are you serious? Like if you have a family, you will use part of that just dealing with them getting sick. That's just is what it is, right? So 9 freaking days, that's what we get. Time freedom is the ability to go to the doctor, dentist, or what have you at a time that actually works best for you. Time freedom is the possibility within reason for flexible work hours. Time freedom is the time to meet up with friends, family, whenever it's convenient for you without it being this stressful situation. Time freedom is glorious because it allows citizens to show up as their best selves, rested, not needing to rush, and a complete lack of anxiety around time. And real talk, millions of Americans will begin demanding this more because the genie is out of the bottle. I actually spoke to someone who works currently at a tech company. That company paid this person 3 months of at-home leave. Like basically they just paid them to stay home because their position, they actually physically typically would be at the business location. They couldn't do that during quarantine because everyone was mandated to stay home. They had stay-at-home orders. So this company paid them to stay home. It's an international company. They are doing very well. Do not worry about them. They are very happy right now. I'm not going to say what company it is, but this person was like, that's the first time I've ever just had time freedom, like just to wake up and do. And I thought about that quite a bit because I knew that there were a lot of people who may be in companies like that working these ancillary positions that weren't necessarily tech focused or admin, but like just happened to be in the right company at the right time and they got to experience this. FIRE focuses so much on the numbers, but many people miss out on something so simple as they work towards FIRE, which is just lifestyle design. There is a reason why I love Slow FIRE so much. I'm not a millionaire, but I can guarantee that I currently live a millionaire lifestyle. I knew that I had a really long debt repayment journey ahead of me. So I decided to focus on what I could really control. And I decided to focus on kind of crafting my ideal lifestyle as I work towards my ultimate financial goal. I'm so glad I did that. And I'm glad that I did that because when COVID hit, nothing about my life changed, except for I was wearing a mask and I was at my house for 3 months, but that's all another conversation. I truly believe that time freedom is what most American-focused FIRE people are seeking, and that's why it's so and why it's so popular in the US compared to other countries, because in other countries you get your time. We do not. So I think that there's a reason why it's so popular here is because we are constrained by a lot of social norms and business-focused norms and work-related norms that just really don't exist in the same way in other countries. I want to share a day in the life of what my life looks like since 2015. I want to share what my life has looked like since I left my job and focused on self-employment and transitioned into entrepreneurship since 2015. So I wake up naturally. Obviously, if I had kids, I would wake up when they did or wake them up. So I do want to asterisk that if I had a family and other people in the home, that would affect my rhythm, my circadian rhythm. Yes, I'm a hippie. I'm able to take fitness classes whenever it's best for me during the day. So I actually prefer to work out during the week, during the evenings after 5:30, but during the weekends a little earlier, or I like to go hiking or whatever. Sometimes there are meetups all the times there are meetups where they schedule hikes and things like that during the week. If I feel like participating, I can. It's a non-issue if I don't have meetings or just projects that I'm working on. I'm able to work wherever there is internet connectivity. So that is why you'll see on my Instagram feed or on my Twitter feed that I'm in the mountains about every 5 to 6 weeks, because as long as there's internet, I can work from wherever. And so that's nice because I don't mind working from the mountains. I like the change of location. I like hanging out up there. I like going on hikes up there, and I like the pace. So it's just really nice. My typical work day begins at 9. So I'll wake up naturally. I will admit that I do still wake up early. So I'll still wake up at 5:36. I might just kind of lay there, but I wake up and I'll just think about stuff. Or if I'm doing the Miracle Morning, I might do that. Typically I do the Miracle Morning kind of fall through spring, and I let it go in the summer. If you're not familiar with the Miracle Morning, I'll include a link to the book in the show notes. Most of my work is front loaded. So between Mondays and Thursdays is when I do the bulk of my work. And then Friday through Sunday, I might work, but it's typically like quick and easy things that do not require meetings. I do not schedule meetings Monday, Friday through Sunday ever. And I don't respond to emails. So I created some boundaries. So that is a day in life, kind of what I do. But you're probably wondering, well, how in the hell can you bring time freedom into your life? Well, I've got some ideas and suggestions. The first is spend some time really considering what you want your life to look like, especially after COVID, because right now is a huge opportunity to redesign your life, because most businesses are reimagining what they're doing, even food-based businesses. So an example of that actually is I have a favorite coffee shop that I live two blocks from, not even two, like a block and a half. I love this coffee shop. So awesome. And really good friends with the owner and with the staff. And I go there quite a bit. And I was talking to one of the staff members, one of the youngest ones, she's like 19 now. And she was telling me that she liked what they were doing now better than before. So before COVID hit, the goal was to have as many customers as possible come in, right? Like you were looking for a lot of customers to fill in seats and that kind of thing. After COVID, a lot changed for that coffee shop, and it's also a restaurant. So they have a couple of different things that they do. So they changed their hours. They're not open as long as they used to be. It wasn't that they were open all day long, but they were open significantly more than they are now. They now are really focused on the customer experience. I love that because I'm always happy when I'm there, but I noticed that the staff is happier because they're dealing with fewer people. And what struck me is they're just as busy, and I think they're actually making more money because they reimagined how they do business. In fact, I know they're making more money because I've talked to the owner. So my point is that's a restaurant business and they still are doing well. Not to take away from the fact that a lot of businesses will not survive this moment in time. So please do not email me saying I'm being insensitive about that. I'm not. I'm very aware of that. But I'm making a point that many businesses are reimagining what they're doing. So if you are working for a business, you need to spend some time kind of thinking about, not even thinking, observing the changes happening within your business, within the business that you work for. Ask yourself if the industry or business that you're working for has upcoming opportunities for flexibility, or basically, are they signaling that they're going to do things differently, or do they currently have opportunities for flexibility and you're not taking advantage of them, or you just left them on the table? So look at that. Does the business you work for have paid time off, PTO? One of the things I actually really hate is when a company offers PTO, but they don't allow it to roll over. So check and see if it does. Some years you may need less time off than others, but for some people, it could be that you could use that PTO in a different way because you've accumulated more. Look at the vacation policies for the business that you work for. How many days off can you accumulate? Again, does it roll over? So at the old business that I worked for, it was a university. My vacation time rolled over and it was amazing because I was able to do study abroad programs while I was working my job. I did it twice. One year I went to Argentina for 3 weeks. I went to Buenos Aires and I studied Spanish. And then another year I went to Amiens, France, and I studied French for three weeks because I had so much time accumulated. So when I came back, I still had 4 weeks of vacation time. 3 or 4 weeks. So if you can accumulate time and let it roll over, that's something that could be really cool. Does the job watch your output via laptop or installed software versus just letting you get your work done? So the reason why I bring this up is this is a nickel and dime scenario. I hate it when your job kind of watches your output. If you're in a position where that's unnecessary, that's awesome. If you're in a position where that's the thing that they do and it makes you crazy, maybe you need to rethink that job. And I'm not saying quit without having another job. That's insane. What I'm saying is that constraint might bother you. For me, I can't work for a place like that. I don't even do that for myself in my own business. So I have a certain number of tasks that I try to get done within a week. And I don't typically look at the number of hours it takes me to do it. I typically give myself a short time frame to get these things done, and I do. And then I move on to other things. So if your job has that kind of capacity to watch what you're doing, like keystrokes on your computer, that kind of thing, that affects your time freedom. That affects how you feel at work. So that's just something to consider. So please remember, it is not selfish to optimize and maximize your time. Your work colleagues aren't your family unless you're working with your family in a family business, okay? Always look at your job from the following perspective. How is this position bettering my life? Period. Be ruthless in your assessment as it makes it easier to say goodbye to a job that you aren't deeply emotionally attached to, even if you love what you do. Here's some things to look at. And maybe once a year, you just review this. Compensation, stability, health insurance, dental insurance, life insurance, retirement plans, time off, work autonomy, the ability to grow in your field, the ability to get a raise, things like that. If you're an entrepreneur, you need to look at a couple of things in addition to what I just mentioned, because you're in charge of yourself. So those previous items you should have already considered, but you also have to look at how you run your business and the boundaries that you set within your business. If you don't do that, your time freedom will absolutely get eaten up. So business boundaries to review would be your email response policy. I personally do not respond to emails after 12 p.m. Mountain Time, Friday through Monday morning, 9 or 10 o'clock Monday morning. I do not respond to those emails because it's not urgent. If it was urgent, you would have called me and you would have had my number or you would have contacted me before then. So I know that's harsh, but it's just true. So as a business owner, unless it would be different if I ran a shop and a piece of machinery broke down, but then you would call me, right? So I do not respond to emails from noon until about 9:30 Monday morning. Ask yourself when you intake new clients. That's part of your funnel, but you don't want to be on the phone Monday through Friday intaking new clients. I love clients, but dang, I don't want to be talking to them Monday through Friday. You have to have some systems in place is what I'm saying. Do you batch your tasks? So I was on a call the other day with a whole bunch of podcasters, like a Zoom meeting. And I was struck by how many of them just did not batch their work. So they were always doing their episodes every week. And I was like, that's not sustainable. It just isn't. It's hard to grow your business if you're always producing the content all the time. So batching the work is a great way to free up time within your business. And then finally, have you built out a team or have support if needed? Not everyone needs a team, but everyone needs support. And so that's something to think about as an entrepreneur. Time freedom, quite honestly, has allowed me to show up as my best self because I'm rested, especially as I've been paying off my debt. That has been a very emotionally exhausting process that has been tiring, to be honest. And I think if I hadn't had as much rest, it would have been a lot more difficult for me to do because I just would have been tired. I'm tired now just living in America because so many things are going on and it's so crazy. So if I had all these additional constraints on my time, I would just be worn out. And I think it would have been very difficult for me to push through in the way that I have because I wouldn't have had the energy to do it. What I will say kind of in summary to wrap this up is time freedom for me is such a powerful thing. I focus so much on time freedom because I understand that life isn't guaranteed. It just isn't. And I don't want to squander my time doing things I don't love or care about on the level that I need to in order to eat up my time. So as much as I like getting paid, there's a reason why I focus on passive income because I have other things I want to do. And that's why I focus so much on passive income and doing things that bring in money differently because I love my time freedom. Don't forget to grab your resource, How to Achieve Your Next Financial Goal. Again, it's in the show notes. If you're working off debt, wanting to earn more or create a first time savings, definitely watch my hilarious video where I like lose it a little bit. But I do give some tips on how I paid off my $60,000 worth of debt, grew my income, and finally began saving. And I share what I would have done differently as well. So please do stay safe, stay healthy, and let me know what you think about time freedom. Take care.